Hello. Good evening. My name is Al, and I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask for a donation. Let me speak with Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Brian. And now let me ask you this to start. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
26.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, bricklayer, stone mason, mason helper or finisher, tile setter, plasterer, refractory bricklayer, cement mason, PCC restoration, marble mason.
PCC restoration.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Some.
Would that be 0 weeks, 1 to 4, 1 to 4 weeks?
1 to 4.
Weeks? Okay.
One to four.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd say about the same.
About the same number, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
The same.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
A steward. Yes, I think we do have a shop steward.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Privately.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
The same.
Thank you so much. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Stay the same.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job.
Are we almost done?
We're about halfway through here. So.
Oh, man, I can't.
And we're done.
Okay, I'll give you 2 minutes, man. It's like eight something at night here.
Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? First, unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19.
Careless people.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you so much. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing?
No.
About political canvassing?
No.
And last one, picketing?
Picketing. We haven't had to picket, but yes, I picketed a couple of years ago.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the war beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. First one, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, cable news, radio, or local TV news programming.
I don't know, but this is where I got to sign off, Chief. I apologize, but that's as much time as I can give you. Have a good night.
We would love to hear your opinion. Your opinion is very important for us, sir.